Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's B-Y-T-E.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Tarek allegedly goes off on Christina. The battle of the exes gets ugly. Then Matt Damon's telling us the one thing his wife won't let him do.
It pisses her off. She's like, I hate them.
Plus, we're hanging with Tiffany Haddish and her man, Common. Trust me, you don't want to miss this show. Today on Daily Pop, it is going down between Tarek and Christina. Woo. The insults reportedly being thrown begs the question, should you ever work with your ex? Mm. Lonnie Love is back and Morgan McGraw is chilling. I just wanted to say your last name.
I like that. You can use it. We should use it more.
McGraw.
Morgan McGraw. The double M. The double M is strong.
Say it with your chest. Yeah. Morgan McGraw. Well, things between Tarek and Christina reportedly got real on the set of Flip or Flop. According to TMZ, Tarek totally went off on Christina, allegedly calling her a loser, and says he's winning amongst other things.
Yikes.
Now, people think Christina is responding on Instagram, writing, "Some people are lucky enough to get forever the first time, but no one should be shamed for things not working out, and no one knows what goes on behind closed doors." Remember that before making judgments and assumptions.
All facts, but by the way, neither of them got love at first sight or forever. Like, what do you mean they're divorced from each other?
Yes.
So what is he talking about?
It's just so crazy, but I feel like this post is confirming it happened.
Oh my God, did you think for 1 second when you heard this, that this did not happen?
Oh, no, I could see it play out.
Tarek has been on the show a few times. He's been nothing but lovely, so I'm not going to say that he seems like that type of guy. But I could see Tarek getting in your face if he was pissed at you.
Yes.
100%.
Yeah, but he was supposedly upset because of the smoking of the toad.
Who smoked the toad?
Well, because of the kids and things like that. Look.
Did she smoke the toad in front of the children?
No, they just spoke about it. This was like she was on a quest. It was a journey with her ex, and they smoked some amphibian venom.
Here's the thing.
What?
And I hate to say this because rich people do this all the time. They always say it's amicable. By the way, no matter if you left your ex because you decided that you wanted to be a lesbian and he decided he wanted to be a monk, no matter what happens, there's still some strife in that relationship.
100%.
Someone is still upset. So if you put on a united front like these two to save the HGTV show, to save their family and put their things aside, you have to, before you go into that it's amicable thing, get all your grievances out on the table, because if you don't, they're going to end up coming out and exploding later on.
You can still be amicable and still run into problems. I mean, they are exes. Yeah. I think for the most part, they work well together. They've both moved on. He's in a really happy relationship, and she was in a happy relationship. And then, of course, like, I don't know, he got upset with her and started screaming at her. Like, I feel like these things are so common, especially if you're going to work with an ex.
But the stuff that he was saying was so disrespectful, that he said, you know, and it's kind of like, no, there's something else happening. Like,
you think?
There's something else happening. When the things that he was screaming to her, you know the tea, Justin. Mm-hmm. It's something else that's happening. More than just you mad at somebody because they smoking toad. It's something else.
No, he probably got pissed at her about something, but I don't think...
Why are you saying smoking toad like you can buy it at 7-Eleven? Yeah, like, you say it like it's just normal. Like, yeah, she was smoking toad. I'm like, yeah.
No, but it's something else. And this is why I would suggest that they separate as far as the HGTV. But the franchise is so successful, they don't want to mess up that coin.
No.
But I can't have a man disrespecting me on a set like that.
No,
I would have walked off.
No, I agree. And I'm calling her a loser and saying things like that. I mean, he clearly lost his temper. I mean, obviously, I would hope that he regrets that. I do think it's one of those things where this is only going to help the show.
That's what I'm saying.
People are only going to want to tune in to see the tension. And I feel bad for Christina. Like, you know what? She clearly has gone through a rough ride. She was with his name?
Aunt Anstead. We're going to have an update on Aunt Anstead later on.
Right. She was with him. She thought that was going to be her forever person. That lasted 4.5 minutes, and it's not. Ooh. And she's probably not, which not no shade, it's true. And she probably is going through a rough time, so he doesn't need to kick her when she's down, especially when he's so happy.
Look, supposedly.
All I know is I will be tuning in to Love and Flip Flop, honey, because it's about to get real dramatic on that show. I said Love and Flip Flop.
Yeah, okay.
Speaking of hip hop,
Dr. Dre
should change his name to Dr. Bank.
Oh, yeah. Wow. Because, did you write that?
Yes, I did. The hip hop king has to pay $300,000 a month in spousal support to his ex. Mm. Now, if you're doing the math, that's $3.5 million a year.
Okay. Woo.
According to The Blast, Nicole Young can expect that deposit on the first of every month.
Yes.
And she will keep getting that deposit unless she remarries or gets into a new domestic partnership.
Which is not how she's like, I'm done with marriage. I've been with Dr. Dre for 25-plus years. Look, this has been a very messy divorce for a very long time. Allegedly, he's had mistresses. I think they were all subpoenaed to go up and speak on the fact that they were having side relationships with Dr. Dre. Dre has $1 billion. Mm-hmm. A whole billion-ass dollars.
Get choked.
$300,000 a month for him is not a big deal. This has been his woman for 20-plus years. They have 2 children Ooh. Together. He Ooh. Can pay that money
Ooh.
And not worry
says
about
the
it.
Says the rich wife.
It's true. It's true. And she's been with him for a long time. He's had other women, allegedly. She deserves that money. That's her money.
And she does. But
this is reason
she wanted more.
This is reason 365 I don't want to be married. Because, see, I want to keep my $500. I ain't splitting it to $250.
Okay, I get
that. Another reason.
You know what?
I get
you
that.
Are absolutely correct. But you are right. They've been together for a long time.
Yes.
And this is a win for Dr. Dre. She was asking for $2 million a month, like she was married
exactly.
to Jeff Bezos.
I thought she was going to get between 4 and 6.
No.
Well, no, but what it is that this is just, they're going to still go for a long-term settlement. So until they do the long-term settlement, she'll be getting the $300,000
a month.
So, and the thing is, it's better for her to go on and get the settlement because then she can go and find her boo.
No. You don't want the settlement.
Why?
Because she is going to get $300,000 a month until she finds a domestic partner
or she dies. She's not going to find
a domestic partner. A lot of women who go through this, their husbands move on, they have the 25-year-old girlfriends, and you look at the wives, and they don't want to be with anybody. Low-key, they got a side dude at the house, but if you go public with that person, or if that person is living with you, you lose the money.
Yeah.
Well, you think he not going to have some Beats by Dre cameras on her?
It doesn't matter. You know, can have a booty call.
Just take the settlement and you can live your life.
No,
I think it's enough money.
I think she wants a large lump sum, right? Because
yes.
I think for her and the lifestyle that she has been leading, I don't think 300 grand is cutting
it. That's not enough.
That's chump change.
Because 3 million, because even then, does she get a house? Like, what are we talking?
He still pays the mortgage
the
utilities on the Malibu and Palisades house and her health insurance.
Yeah. So.
Oh, so this is just cash.
This is just cash.
Yeah.
This is key.
All right, Nicole, you can do some things.
Yes.
Yeah. Take the lump sum, sis, and you can go on and get you a boo.
Yeah.
And you might be able to get you a boo with some money, too. So that's
she
how you
will.
Do it.
Double
she
down.
Yeah, because I think she probably wants, like, what, like 40 mil?
I think she wants some money.
Well, she should get some money.
She should.
I'm in support of her getting some money that has been...
Any way it goes, they not going to be broke.
At all.
I am. They not.
No. Also, the interest on his money...
Well, speaking of broke, remember all those rumors about Princess Diana and Sarah Ferguson? Well, Fergie's calling BS. She laid it all out for People magazine, saying she and Diana were besties starting as teenagers until Diana passed away. She says, we were positioned as the saint and the sinner, and the most important thing was to remain robust together. And we did, no matter what anyone wrote. Mm. You were on the reel. a lot of things were said about the women behind the scenes, that there were feuds, there was this, there was that. Did any of the women fall victim to listening to the lies?
No, and that's the whole thing. It's like, you have the world of headline world, and you have the real world that's what's really happening behind the scenes. And I think this is what was happening with them. And I believe it was their teams around them.
Yes.
And sometimes, you know, when you're dealing with that type of fame, the teams want one person to win and the other person, but the two people that are in it are actually friends, but it's the people around them. And that's what happens all the time. You know, I love this lady.
Do you?
Next week,
no,
it'll
no,
be
don't
rumors.
Even. We do.
We really, really do.
Yep, we
do. It's like
instant.
Anybody that I've worked with, I really do love. But you have headlines and people want, because they always try to say that women cannot work together. Women
yes.
can't get along. Women are insecure. It is easy working with men. It's hard working with insecure women. But even if a woman is insecure,
Amen.
You can work with her. It's just that the headlines and people want drama with women.
100%.
That's the thing that we constantly fight.
It's so, so well said.
I just thought it was over. You know, Paris and Kim fell victim to this, where
yes.
they were believing the headlines.
Nikki
Paris
and Cardi.
Yes.
You know,
yeah.
it's like, it happens in every genre. Rap, the royals.
The View.
Talk show hosts, they want to always pit women against women, and usually it's not true.
Yeah.
It's usually not true.
You know, it's not true, but, you know, a lot of times I want to snatch Lonnie's wig, but we're not going to get into that because we signed.
I wore the long one for you to
see. Yeah,
she
did. That was very
sweet. I love you, Lonnie.
I have a request for a long wig.
Up next, let's see if Tiffany Haddish is here with a long wig, because we have a lot to talk to her about. Common, her crazy sex confessions,
yes.
and so much more. It's gonna get wild. Don't go anywhere. Yes.
Why y'all not?
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
I have been waiting to wear this wig because it is for the busiest woman in Hollywood. I snatched her wig last time I saw her. Actress, comedian, TV host, and author Tiffany Haddish is here with us today.
Woo!
And so is her wig on my head.
Right.
How are you? I got to talk to you about this.
Okay, I'll see.
Oh, no, I'm here. I have to ask you, girl, because Face Off was my movie too, okay?
Yes.
But it was John Travolta in Face Off that gave me all the feels, girl. Why did you feel like you had to let Nicolas Cage know that he gave you that O?
Because, well, first of all, he didn't give me the O, okay? Let's be clear.
Uh-huh.
The man I was on the date with gave me the O. I just happened to have my eyes closed, and I opened my eyes, and there was Nicolas Cage eyes. And I was acting in a scene with him, and I felt uncomfortable. I was having flashbacks of when I was sitting in that theater next to the man that took me on the date. So it was throwing me off. When I was messing up the lines, I wasn't centered. So I felt like I need to tell him what's going on in my head so that it could stop. And it did stop. That's part of why I tell my truth all the time. That way it don't keep playing in my brain.
That's it. Yeah.
Yeah. We love that you tell your truth. And we love you and Common together, Tiffany. This is your girl, Lonnie. Does anything shock Common anymore, whatever you say or do something?
He's constantly in shock. I'm pretty sure. He laughs a lot. Yeah, I'm definitely saying things that's like, he's like, what? Are you okay? So,
well, we know you've been working on that summer body for some time, but I want to know, because, you know, ladies out there need this, what are you doing to make sure you don't lose that booty? Because you know a man don't like a flat ass.
Okay, but let me tell you, you got to keep the booty on point, so you do squat. Now, here goes my secret. I'm going to tell you the secret, okay? Okay, when I use the restroom, right? Whenever I go to the restroom, after I finish doing what I got to do on the toilet, I go ahead and I do 25 squats.
Ooh.
That's the key.
That's the key.
You know, see, this is the thing.
Once a day.
See, she's a big advocate for health, and that's what we love about you, Tiffany. You've also teamed up with VitaFusion as a paid spokesperson to plant fruit trees in underserved communities. Wow. Why is this project so important to you? And I'm so happy you're using your platform for this.
Well, this project is super important to me for a multitude of reasons. Reason number one, I come from an underserved community. I'm from South Central Los Angeles. And when I was a kid, my grandma would tell us to get out of her house, like go outside and play, and that we couldn't come in and out the house. And we would get hungry. Yeah. And we would climb up the fruit trees in the backyard. And we would eat plums and oranges and pomegranates and all the good fruit. And as I've gotten older, I realized there's not that many fruit trees in the community anymore. There's not access to free food like it used to be, especially free healthy food. And so when I teamed up with VitaFusion Gummy Vitamins, and they told me that they were teaming up with the Fruit Tree Planting Foundation and that they were going to be planting over 200,000, and they have done it, okay? They've planted over 200,000 fruit trees all over the world in communities that suffer from food disparities and food deserts. And I think that's amazing, because I remember when I was homeless, okay, and I needed to eat, and I only have 59 cents, and I would get a burrito, and I'm like, this is not enough for me. I would be driving down the street, I'm like, oh, look, a kumquat tree. I'll get some kumquats. Ah, is that an orange tree? Give me some oranges. That way I kept some fresh fruits in me, because I didn't have a lot of money. You know what it is when we doing stand-up back in them days? They wasn't paying us no big money.
Tell it. No. And that's why I'm glad she's using her platform for this, you know what I mean? And you said you don't care about beauty standards, but why? But the way you dress shows people how you feel about yourself.
Good question.
So how do you feel your best? When you're all glammed up or you're chilling in sweats?
I feel my best when I'm chilling in my T-shirt with chicken grease stains on it. In my little yoga pants. That's when I feel my best. They paid for this. They paid for me to look like this. No, I would no juices and berries, nothing. I would just kept it all natural, you know. But they paid for this look.
So. Oh, well, we love you. We hope that everything goes well with this project. Send us some VitaFusion because, you know, we need it. And stick around because we're going to be talking to your man, Common, a little later in the show.
Love you, Tiff.
Oh, you are going to be talking to... Is that what he's doing today? Because he was asleep when I came here, so I don't know what he's doing today.
Yep, and he said he's ready to tell all. He's ready to tell all about your nasty ass and what you do in that bedroom.
Okay, let me tell you, he ain't gonna tell you too much of nothing you ain't heard me say already.
Well, we gonna find out in the D block. Stick around. Coming up, the one thing Matt Damon's wife won't let him do, our interview with him next. We love you.
If you like a good murder mystery story, you'll love June's Journey. A free hidden object mobile game where Detective June Parker unravels the mystery of her sister's death. Travel back to the beautifully illustrated 20s, find clues, discover hidden objects, and watch the story unfold with new chapters released weekly. Put your detective skills to the test. Download June's Journey on Android or iOS, or play online via Facebook games.
You guys, we just talked to Tiffany Haddish. Lonnie, you guys have quite a history.
We do. Like she mentioned in the interview how we were coming up, everybody, most of us were homeless. It was me, Cat Williams, it was Kevin, it was Tiffany. And it's just amazing to see how we've come up in different areas and arenas, and to see her blow up. Leslie Jones was with us. We were all in the same comedy space. And it's just amazing. Every time I talk to her, it's like we talk about how we were homeless. Sherry Shepherd was taking care of everybody, was loaning us money.
Because Sherry was the only one working.
Yeah, because she was the only one really working. And then we had got a movie, Soul Plane. Kevin was in it.
Oh,
it was a
God.
Bunch of comedians. And we thought that was going to make us, you know.
Yeah.
That was like 10 years ago. We were like, oh, we made it. $12 million movie, and it was the most bootleg movie in America. We all had to start over, and we did. And it's just a testament in this country, in this industry, that if you keep working, you work hard, you believe in your craft, you can make it and you can find your place.
100%.
I love that.
100%.
Yeah. Damn, y'all are weak on the claps today. Lonnie just gave y'all her whole life story. Now let's look at somebody who is not hurting for cash. Matt Damon in his new movie, Stillwater. Do you like this look on him? Well, his wife does not, and he's telling us how she laid down the law. Lost my breath there. I was waiting for a reaction.
No, I was like...
Well, that beard is actually a hand-laid beard. It's not real.
You didn't go full method and really grew that thing, but I respect it.
Yeah, well, you never know exactly what you're gonna want until you get there, and so you test all these different looks.
And hopefully one day we'll see a real natural goatee growing.
I'm gonna start growing it today just for you.
Thank you, and I really would love to just hear how your wife feels about it too.
She actually is not a fan of the goatee. Every time I get really scraggly and I'll shave a goatee just because it pisses her off. She's like, I hate that look.
Is there any look she's begging you to try?
No, not really. Just not a goatee. Literally not a goatee. It's like...
Why can't I hear?
All right, now be real. Be real.
Yeah.
Have you ever changed something about yourself because the man that you were dating at the time, who was probably a F-boy, didn't like it?
No.
You've never changed yourself for a man?
I did it the aftermath. Like, I went brunette a few times.
Oh, I remember.
That was, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, no, not real. Maybe change wigs or hairstyles, but no, not really. Maybe I tried to lose weight, you know, maybe if they say, oh, you're a little too heavy, and I tried to, and that didn't work.
Everyone,
you know,
everyone.
I'm like, no, forget you.
Yeah. Honey,
if he was fine and he had money, I would change my name.
Yeah.
Okay, you want to call me different. Jacob, go right ahead. I'm Gucci.
Yeah, that's different. That's different.
If you got cash and you want me to look a certain way, it's weird, because I dated somebody who I was really into. I was young, I was stupid, and I was that girl for a minute. Oh, I started wearing polos and stuff, got cowboy hats. I was like looking at horses and shit. Like, I went there just to see what it would be like, and I realized that I am a chameleon, but I like who I am.
But see, you do that when you're young. As you get older, you like, whatever.
Time.
Just accept, yeah.
You don't have time, you don't have the patience, you don't care, you like who you are, you grow into yourself. Now you're not gonna change, you're not gonna wear cowboy hats and look at horses now.
Am I on a G5?
Yeah, if there's a G5, you do some extra stuff.
You do some extra stuff. Let me ask you this, have you guys ever tried to change a man and his looks?
Yeah.
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 Yeah. Yeah. Because men need that.
Men need help.
Yeah. They want help.
They try to say they don't want help, but like you always just need to. Or you just. My favorite is when he's like, "Okay, well, like, tell me what you think." I'm like, "No. You handle it then.
Right.
It's all good.
Yeah.
You just do it."
Right.
And he's like, "Well, no, just tell us." And then I'm like, "Okay. Well, then you need to wear the other sweater because that doesn't work."
Exactly. I mean, and it's a soft suggestion. It's a gentle suggestion. It's not a hard.
It's not just... J-Lo Ben Affleck first time.
Yeah. It's not all out. Yeah. Like, woo, wait. Well, you know.
You're like, I don't know where those cargo shorts went, but you should wear these.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Soft suggestion, my ass. We'll have more with Matt next week, so set your DVR right now. Stillwater is in theaters July 30th, and I can't wait to see it. It's a little Amanda Knox-ish. After the break, comments opening up about his romantic side, plus why his daughter is calling him out. We're hanging with him when we come back.
Yay!
No, the movie is a little Amanda Knox-ish.
Oh.
Like the daughter gets in prison.
Welcome back, you guys. It's time for today's Hollywood Minute. Anna Faris is married. She let it slip on her Anna Faris's Unqualified podcast that she and her now husband, Michael Barrett, secretly eloped at a local courthouse in Washington State.
I'm looking around, so just my fiance's right. Mike, he's now my husband.
Oh! What?
Yes, we eloped. We saw my family, and it kind of slipped out the same way. My aunt asked me, "You are going to be a stepmom. How are you feeling about that?" And I said, "Well, actually, I am a stepmom as of like 4 days ago."
And happy birthday to Prince George, who turns 8 today. The royal family shared a new photo of the prince taken by his mom, Kate Middleton, and he's looking all grown up. And Cardi B is opening up about the joys of her second pregnancy and the surprising way she told Offset she was pregnant. She revealed to the live radio app Station Head that she found out 2 weeks before her Grammys performance, and she told Offset by saying, "I think I'm pregnant, bro." Cardi also said this pregnancy has brought her some peace, and she feels like she's starting a new chapter in her life. And that is your Hollywood Minute. Justin recently hung out with Common to chat about his new role on Never Have I Ever, but they also relived a crazy moment when Common invited a girl on stage during his concert and her friend forgot to hit the record button.
This girl's birthday was happening. She called her up. She started fixing herself. Girlfriend was there. We're all watching it. You call her up, you do the whole thing. You put her name in the situation. At the end of this 4-minute song with Common, she comes down and she's like, yeah, like I just did it. And her friend hits like the stop button, but realized that she didn't record any of it.
Oh, certain moments you can't capture. You can tell somebody, but it's something to be able to have that moment, like see it, like I understand that.
It was the worst.
Well, no chance of that happening with Common's latest gig. All you gotta do is hit play to see him heating things up as Davey's mom's new man on Never Have I Ever.
My brother, I told you, he called me a fool on Thanksgiving, right? So guess what I did? I got his kid a drum kit for Christmas. Can you imagine that?
You're a monster.
How the hell did you get involved with this show?
Dude, yo, Justin, I was a fan of Never Have I Ever. Like, I get a call from my manager saying, hey, did you tell me you like Never Have I Ever? I was like, yeah, I love it. He was like, hey, man, they're thinking about you for a character on there. I was like, what? Get me this job.
Damn.
Let's see if she answers a text from her only child.
I look at you, you're the smoothest dude ever born. I just feel like you've never had an awkward phase in your life. Like, Common was smooth from birth.
No, that's definitely not true. And to this day, I embrace my corniness. I embrace it, and my daughter lets me know all the time, but regardless, beyond her. You know, I think one of the things I learned as an adult about being cool is it's okay to be goofy. And I've been awkward, and I still am awkward at different times, but I embrace it. So that's why I can enjoy this show and know that we all have that. People too cool for school. It's something that ain't true about it.
That wine has a cork. It's not a twist off. This is definitely a date.
I just want to be there the first day you go like back in the studio with Rakim, and like after Never Have I Ever comes on, like, you know, like you were the dude in John Wick. Like now you're going in and you're like, you're Peter Dermatologist on Netflix.
That will be ironic when I'm around some of the guys that love that and they like, okay, what's Never Have I Ever? But don't underestimate the compassion and the joy of a real hip-hopper and a real cat from the streets. They all got that little soft spot in their hearts.
Yeah. Never Have I Ever is streaming now on Netflix.
I love that show.
It's so good. Up next, we got everything that you are going to need for those outdoor summer parties for your pod, and we're showing you how to get it all at a big discount after the break. You don't want to miss it.
I love you, Justin.
I love you, too. It is summer, and we all want to throw some bomb parties. So today's Deals for Real is all about outdoor entertaining. And Brandy Malloy is back with us, so let's score some amazing deals.
Yes.
Okay, I'm gearing up to get ready for my pod, for them to come back, you know, to my
Everyone
house.
Everyone is dying to start entertaining. I'm going to show you exactly what you need to get the party going outdoors. But first, you have to scan the QR code on your screen to score all those exclusive deals right now. Okay, so we all know you cannot entertain anywhere, especially outdoors, without some ice cold drinks. Corksicle has this collection that is not only functional, but so pretty. This is their ice bucket in Unicorn Magic. It has this beautiful rainbow prism. It looks nice, but it's also functional. It's going to keep your ice frozen for hours upon hours, so that bottle of rosé stays cold. I mean, there's nothing worse than warm rosé.
No, I'll just skip
the whole party.
Mm-hmm. No, I hate it. And what are these?
We have these stemless wine cups, flutes, and tumblers. They're all made from triple insulated stainless steel to keep your cocktails ice cold. They're shatterproof. They have these beautiful sliding lids. You can add a straw. It really prevents any spills or party fouls.
And what I love about these, because I own these, is you can get a marker and you can put people's initials on them so people won't drink out of other people. people's yes. glasses, which is really important right now.
They're such great gift ideas. I have them in every single color. I love them. And this is such an amazing deal. Go ahead and order these for 20% off.
I'm in. Morgan, scan this right here. Okay, what's next? Because we need entertainment.
We have our drinks flowing. We want to play some outdoor games. I love a good game night. Sunny Life makes all of these super fun backyard games to entertain all ages. This is the Mega Jumbling Tower. And you can even go over here and check it out. Nice. These are hand-painted wooden blocks that are made to stack up. And then they come tumbling down. Okay, that was a safe move. That was a safe
move. I did the safe one.
We also have this four in a row game. I'd say it's like a much more stylish version of the childhood classic.
By the way, this is so adorable. And you know, everyone likes that earthy, outdoor.
It has to match the aesthetic. Yes. I'm sorry. I have children. I'm like, no. If it's primary colors, I need something to look good. Justin, if you like playing with balls, then this bocce set is for you. I mean, how fun are these games? And the deal is fantastic. 25% off. You got to grab them all for the summer.
And by the way, this is an amazing little housewarming gift if you guys ever need one. These are phenomenal for housewarming gifts.
That is such a good idea. Okay, so if your guests are staying late, I love a little al fresco dining at night. It's your time to turn on your outdoor string lights. These are gorgeous lights from BrightTech. They have traditional plug-in lights like this globe style that you're seeing right now, or you can get them solar powered. That's so clutch. They turn on automatically when it gets dark. I really love the modern brass detailing on these. It just brightens an outdoor space in an instant. This is designer lighting that is also super affordable because you're getting 25% off in Daily Pop's exclusive deal today. So remember to scan that code.
Oh my God, these are always so expensive. I'm getting all of this stuff.
I love the bistro light. I mean, lighting like sets the mood. It's so important.
This is my favorite thing that you brought today.
And it was started by two dads. I love the story behind this. Okay, this is great for the whole family. This is a portable bonfire by City Bonfire, so you can enjoy a night of making s'mores anywhere outdoors. We're not allowed to light them in the studio, but Justin, this is made with food-grade soy wax.
By the way, you can do this on your balcony, backyard, wherever you want it to do when the kids want something quick.
A date night. I love doing like a s'mores and wine pairing. It's so fun to see what combinations people come up with. Everything you need comes in the kit. No smoke, no ashes. And you guys, City Bonfires is giving us 50% off their s'mores family pack, which comes with everything you need. You don't want to miss out on this delicious deal. And speaking of like housewarming gifts, another great one. I mean, it's like a party in a bag.
No, this is adorable. How much is this? 50% off?
50% off the family pack.
I have to get all of these right now.
I know. I'm so excited. Now to shop everything right now and get that outdoor party going, you got to scan that QR code or head to eonline.com/shop. And just so you know, E makes a commission for sales made through the site.
You guys, everything is mine. But coming up, what we just found out about Renee Zellweger and Ann Anstead, and it has us wondering, are they moving way too fast? We'll get into it next. I mean, this is so cute for housewarming. Like, these are phenomenal.
I meant to bring you s'mores.
It's been a hot minute since we found out about Renee Zellweger and Ann Anstead, and now there are reports she's moving her things into his house.
Yes.
Take a look at these photos. Do you think that's really what's going on?
No.
Thank you.
I think she's bringing stuff. I mean, I love that everyone's just, no.
Thank you.
But, like, look at them. They're doing balcony shots. Like, they could avoid this. Like, they're definitely, like, not giving it all up, but they're definitely not hiding it away. Do we know how they met? Should I know that?
They both live in Laguna Beach. Like, she is living down there right now, according to reports.
Oh, then they're living together.
And they're living, no. She has been there for a minute, you know, during the pandemonium.
Mm-hmm. How did they meet, though? They just met walking on the boardwalk?
I think she's single. He's single. They know a publicist or two. Like, I'm sure it happened that way.
Y'all not showing the other pictures of them all hugged up and everything? Because I'm like, whew. I saw those pictures. I was like, yeah, that's the sign of good loving.
Mm. Yeah.
So that's why I think, yeah, she's moving in. And people talking about it's too fast. No, let me tell you something. Renee is what, in her 40s or 50s?
Yeah.
You ain't got time.
No.
You got the good loving.
Yeah.
You look good.
He got money.
Yeah. You got money. Make it happen.
And he's hot.
Make it happen.
He is an attractive man.
Yes, look at him. He's hot.
He's an attractive man.
Fox. And he's British.
And I know.
And he's British?
He's British.
Oh, Britain.
I like that.
The Queen's English.
I like that. I didn't know that.
And I like this for her. It's been a while since she's had...
It has been. And she does this. She does long-term relationships. Remember, she was with Bradley Cooper for all those years. Remember
that?
And then he went off.
Kenny Chesney lasted.
That was an experiment. That was five seconds.
Yeah, that
was an experiment.
They had those beach photos, and then that was the last photos we saw of them together.
And I've met her Very nice woman. She recognizes, she watches shows, so I like her, and I wish her the best.
Me too. We all do. Hopefully you watch this show.
Well, she does watch this show. On the other side of the love spectrum, Erica Jayne says she found evidence her husband Tom was cheating on her, but she didn't do anything about it. Here's what went down on The Real Housewives of Beverly Hills last night.
Ooh, I can't wait to watch it tonight.
I found the evidence. Oh, sh**. It was text messages, it was pictures. It felt like it was years long. Well, I know it was.
I knew a lot because it was so hard to hide, and you know, he was sloppy.
Wow. Does he deny it?
Nope.
Oh. He doesn't even deny being a cheater? Why did you not leave if you knew he was cheating on you?
Where am I going? He told me straight up, this is my house. Where am I going?
I also don't.
Do you think she had nowhere to go?
She got family.
I don't think she cared that he was cheating. I don't think.
Thank you. Be truthful about it.
This is what it is. I think with Kyle, obviously she's with Mo. They have a loving relationship. If she ever suspected for one second he was doing something, she would have his ass handled.
Mm-hmm. 100%.
Right? That's her man. That's the father of her children. She's not messing around with that. With Erica and Tom, my personal opinion is that I think they had separate lives for a very long time. I think she was pursuing her dreams. I think she was becoming an icon and a big star. She had her own show. And not that they didn't have love in their lives and they weren't together for a long time, but I think that relationships grow apart, and she was totally fine with him keeping company with other women.
But to say she didn't have anywhere to go?
Well, I think, Lonnie, I think on television it's hard to say, I don't really care that he was cheating. Like, I don't think you can just say things like that, because I don't know if it was cheating. I think it was more of an arrangement at that point.
I also think that when you're a big girl and you're an adult, you don't wake up one day and say, I know my husband, there's been some rumblings of my husband cheating and I found the evidence and I'm gonna leave to prove a point. I think that you have watched too many Lifetime movies if you don't think that you don't have to leave without a plan. Like, if your man has been doing this, for instance, I had a girlfriend who was married to somebody for 8 years, 11 months, and 17 days.
Wow.
And she was like, I'm leaving him, he's cheating. My response was, I get that, but you only have a year left. Until you're set for life. He has to take care of you for the rest of your life. Why are you going to blow up and leave and take 4.5 years worth of alimony?
Those are women that want to be active in a relationship and expect their husbands to be faithful to them, and that's their dynamic. I think with Erica and Tom, they have lived, once again, separate lives for several years, and I don't think she was heartbroken or upset about that.
She just needs to get a plan in place.
I think they both were in different places.
I just don't like the message that it's sending to women.
Right.
That I didn't have anywhere to go. And all. Come up with a better plan.
If I'm leaving a house, I'm going to another house. I'm not leaving my man and going to a hotel or trying to sleep on somebody's
couch.
If I don't want to be in a relationship, I don't care if I got to go to, motel.
I was going to say motel.
That's just me. And I'm just saying, I just don't like the message that it sends to women that you have to stay in a situation that's not good for you.
I completely agree and understand. And it's unfortunate that that's the messaging she chose, because I don't think that messaging is accurate for what Erica was going through.
I think there's nowhere to go.
I don't know. Erica is a self-sufficient, brilliant woman.
Yes.
If she wanted to leave, she would have left. She didn't care.
There's the fourth season.
But by the way, we're not talking about leaving James. We're not talking about leaving Jordan. We're talking about leaving one of the most high-powered attorneys.
No, leaving Jordan is on par with leaving Tom Girardi. I just want to put that out there. There's some shit there.
Let him know, sis.
There's some shit there.
I have watched Sleeping with the Enemy 50,000 times with Julia Roberts. When you're married to a man who's not only connected to the law, he is connected to the community.
Get on the same page about the fact that do we agree that she did not care to leave?
I don't think she cared to leave.
Are we all on that same page?
Now that you explained it like that,
I think she was
focused. I just don't like the messaging of it.
Okay, because I don't think she was like, how do I go? I don't have a plan in place. And she was this like meek woman. I think she was like, let Tom do his thing. I've been here for 20 something years and we're in different places now. Let him have a girlfriend if he wants. I'm becoming Erica Jayne.
100%.
That's it.
And what's wrong with saying that on TV then?
You know, I think because there's so much messiness around what she's going through right now that she probably, you know, I probably would do the same thing. And I feel bad.
You wouldn't do the same thing. You would already have your coins.
That's also. Well, you know.
I'm your girlfriend now. That wouldn't happen.
Yeah,
I wouldn't allow you to get on TV and say that.
I would say, you know, I just think also we're still traditional on television. Not everyone can just blurt out, we were living separate lives. I don't think he's ready to discuss that.
His head is about to explode.
I love that Lonnie is just reading people left and right today.
No, like, she's
I'm like,
right.
Wait for commercial, Lonnie. Wait for commercial. Speaking of, we'll be right back.
But I also
don't read my ass on live TV.
I did do it.
This ain't the Reading Rainbow.
You did it. Y'all got me emotional.
A former assistant to Anna Wintour just dropped some knowledge about what really goes down at Vogue, and it's gonna blow your mind and blow your budget.
If you have 5 really chic and elegant summer outfits, wear them Monday through Friday for several months until the season's over. That way, you're really making the most out of your clothes, you're not participating in the overconsumption cycle, and you look really chic, and you're not stressed about trying to come up with new outfits all the time. And let me tell you a secret. Everyone chic at Vogue does this.
It makes sense. It,
by the way, can I also tell you who does this? This is a fact. Literally, they will wear the same outfit for 1 week. Mary-Kate and Ashley Olsen. And those girls are chic. I don't care if you think they look like witches.
And you know
they
who else?
Who?
I do it.
Yeah, there you go.
On this show.
And you're chic. There you go.
I saw the Febreze in your.
I saw the Febreze in your thing.
Rich people do this all the time. If you ever go to somebody's house and they're really rich, their house looks like a showroom.
Oh,
like
yeah.
There's like 12 pieces hanging up, and you're wondering where the rest of your clothes is. Only broke people hoard things.
It's really, really, really true. And also, I mean, if you imagine, like, your closet's full, right, with stuff, and you literally wear probably 4 things because you only like 4 things.
Yes.
So this is a hack that is totally. These women are like wearing the same black turtleneck and like switching out. Fabulous.
I've seen your 2-story closet. You don't do this.
No, I try to keep up with the Joneses too much, and then I get frustrated, and then I'm like, I have nothing to wear. Anyway.
It saves you a lot of money, and it also helps, like they said, with the consumption. So I think it's a good thing to do, and it's nice to know that rich people do it, so now that us common folks can do it
totally.
Too.
Totally.
I've been doing it.
If I'm ever rich, it's gray T-shirts, jeans, and white shoes for me every single day.
Really?
You should
maybe
start
a black
that now.
T-shirt. I might. I was thinking about cleaning out my closet. I need Marie Kondo to come to my house.
Yeah.
Okay.
You know, we never miss a good opportunity to talk fashion, so we're playing a round of Who Wore It Better?
All right,
y'all. J-Lo versus Angel Candace on the red carpet at Cannes. Who do we like better? I like J-Lo's because she let the sleeves go lower. And that would be like my after party outfit to my wedding.
I'm with you on J-Lo. I really like J-Lo. She looks like she's supposed to be on stage. It's all right. I just feel like Candace's look is just sort of like, we've seen it so many times. I'm just not into the jumpsuit, but she's stunning. But J-Lo did it. J-Lo
100%.
Did it.
Yeah. J-Lo wore it better, I have to say. J-Lo doesn't miss on the red carpet.
Never
though.
Misses on a red carpet.
Never,
Rob,
ever.
Shout out to Rob.
And who's doing that hair? Chris
Appleton. Chris Appleton.
Yeah.
If it's long, it's Chris Appleton.
Yeah.
All day.
The next battle has Kourtney Kardashian in the middle. Kim K and Addison Rae both stepped out in these leather pants with a crop top. Addison Rae.
You like that?
I like it, and I'm sad to say it. I like the Addison Rae of it all.
I like Addison. I think she's cute, but I gotta go with Kim.
Yeah, Kim, you know, she's getting better, and I like the way the fit is.
Yeah, Kim's hot. She's just so hot. And also, you know, you see how much Kim works for that body. Like, that she puts in time for that.
She works for it.
She's a rock star, and she's not even a rock star.
Yeah. There you go.
Jennifer Hudson and Priyanka Chopra.
Come on, Jennifer.
Sported the same gold belt. Who we going with?
Ooh.
You know what?
It's a tie.
It's the hair for me with Priyanka Chopra. It's like looking like an Egyptian Indian princess. Like if Jasmine was a real person in 2021, she'd be this bitch. And Jasmine was my favorite Disney princess.
La Roche. I love it. I think it's one of her. I'm going with Priyanka too. I like it better.
I appreciate what Jennifer tried to do with the gold and the black.
Yes.
You know, to try to break up the black, and she put the gold belt on. But when it comes to the actual outfit, yeah. Priyanka
just
looks. She slammed it.
She looks gorgeous.
My goodness, she looks good.
Princess Jasmine.
But Jennifer looks good too. She's been keeping that weight off. Go on, Jennifer.
Yeah.
Okay, quickly. Nicki Minaj, Irina Shayk, who you got?
This is not even a question.
You know, look, you know somebody had to put some WD-40 on that after she did
that. Look, if you wear a dress like that, you can't cover it up. You just gotta wear it.
100%.
Agreed.
You guys, set your DVR right now because tomorrow's show is gonna be good. We have Heather Dubrow in the house.
Heather!
Plus, we're talking to Jason Sudeikis and Ryan Lochte is talking about missing the Olympics. Aww. Check out Nightly Pop tonight at 11 and join us every day at 11 a.m. right here on E! For more Daily Pop. Follow us all on Instagram. And don't forget to pray for Lonnie's wig tomorrow.
Yeah. I'm not here tomorrow.
She worked really hard today.
I'm not here tomorrow.
Sad.
Sad day, y'all.
Let me take pictures.
I'm surprised Gary didn't slap the thing out your hand.